The state DNR is keeping a wary eye these days on the spruce budworm. It's one of the most destructive insects in northern spruce and fir forests. And after a nearly 30-year hiatus, it's back. Bob Hyde is with the Department of Natural Resources. Bob, tell us about this budworm. Is it a native critter or an unwanted import?
This is a native insect that's been cycling since recorded history through North America through the spruce fir resource. And it's basically nature's way of taking a fairly shade-intolerant, fast-growing species and regenerating it every 30 to 50 years.
So it's back. What are we seeing? What are the signs?
Well, we've been seeing some up-and-down defoliation for the last few years, particularly in the western UP, but also in northwestern lower Michigan. And now, finally, this year, we've had 2 years in a row, consecutive years, and this year we saw a lot of browning trees starting in mid to late June, due to the budworm defoliating the trees and webbing the needles on the trees. So we're kind of concerned, as is Ontario, that this may be the beginning then of the next regional outbreak that we've seen.
What are the species of trees that are most vulnerable, Bob?
The most susceptible are the balsam fir, but white spruce is also susceptible. Other conifers like tamaracks and other things that are associated, black spruce, can also be defoliated. But the primary host is balsam fir and white spruce.
So what can be done to protect trees and get rid of this spruce budworm?
Right now, we're actually flying aerial surveillance over the entire state so we know which areas are affected. When you get out into the forest and you're talking literally hundreds of thousands of acres, it doesn't really pay for us to try to spray it. So what we do is try to manage high-value spruce fir resources on a 50 to 60-year rotation so that the budworm doesn't become problems in those as it does in older trees.
Bob, what areas of Michigan have seen budworm infestation?
Yeah, this year we've done most of our mapping of impacts, and these are areas that are probably now impacted for the second year in the western UP, in an area, say, bounded by M28, south of M28 that runs east-west, and west of M35, so basically southwestern Upper Peninsula and the far eastern Upper Peninsula, and also areas in the northern Lower Peninsula, particularly areas over in the Alpena County area, but scattered around. There's pockets here and there.
All right, so looking at where we are in the season, is it too late in the cycle for a property owner to protect his or her trees?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that. The budworm is finished feeding for this year. It has one generation a year. It starts feeding when the shoots expand in the spring, and it's finished feeding usually by the, say, third or fourth week in June at the latest. You may even see some needles still brown, because what happens is the caterpillars clip the needles and web them on the tree, and it takes a while for those needles to turn brown. So even though you may see a little bit more browning, the insect is finished feeding. It's what we say pupating, or some people consider that a cocoon. And then now we're starting to see moth flights. And what these will do, they'll fly around laying eggs in areas, and those eggs will hatch, and they'll overwinter again as a little larvae that'll be ready to start feeding again next spring.
So that would be the time for someone to spray.
Yeah, spraying now does absolutely no good. Two things I would say. First of all, don't evaluate the condition of your tree until the summer rains have had a chance to wash all these brown needles off the tree. And once that happens, you can look at the tree and see how much green foliage you have left. If you are concerned, and particularly in landscape trees, and want to protect them next year, it's very easy to spray a tree in the spring just as the shoots expand and the little bud caps blow off and the shoots get just expanded up so you can see the needles are starting to separate. You can spray those trees, and that'll protect those landscape trees from being defoliated. If you do happen to have a mature woodlot or forest that has matured, over-mature trees in it, I would recommend getting a hold of a professional, a consulting forester or a resource professional, and have them help you evaluate your woods or your woodlot, and then help you, if you are going to do a timber sale, to help you put that together so that you get the best price and your land is taken care of professionally, in terms of selecting loggers and making sure the logging operation is good for your property.
It does strike me that Mother Nature has a pretty efficient way of clearing out these old stressed trees, doesn't she?
Yeah, they do. You know, when you get a resource that's stressed, someone's going to take advantage of that energy source. And fortunately for us, this is not entirely a bad thing. It's a way of regenerating the forest. It also ends up being very good habitat for 10 or 20 years as this young growth comes back up for songbirds and different animals that like the low and dense vegetation. So actually it can be beneficial to wildlife, and also it regenerates very well back to a forest again.
Bob Hyde is with the State Department of Natural Resources. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank you very much for getting the word out.